I did mention a while ago on the show that there was a reunion happening between a few of the college girls that I went to college with. I went to college in UL, started in 2011, wrapped in 2014. 11, 12, Ernie. What? How many? I was in college for 4 years. What year did I finish? 2013?
Yeah.
No, 2014. 2015? Yeah, it would have been, wouldn't it? I have it all wrong in my head. How long am I out of college?
So I don't know.
So I started in 2011, yeah, in September.
Yeah.
And I finished, obviously, coming up to the summer of after the fourth year. What year did I finish? 2015. Thank you, Callum. Okay, so it's a while ago. Leave me alone, Dave. I know I need to go back to college. I understand there's a lot of irony in what's going on here. Get yourself back there, girl.
I'd be afraid you wouldn't be able to find your way.
Bad, isn't it? I went to UL and I've gotten really thick since, basically, it's the point. No, the college girls were meeting up last month. I couldn't make it, but they've gone ahead and rebooked to go ahead this Thursday.
Okay.
So there's no getting out of it now. And that's absolutely fine. I'm really looking forward to it. One of the girls I see every now and again, because she actually works in this building, which is gas, that are like our paths have crossed in this way, and now we work in the exact same place. But the other girl I have not seen since graduation 2015, it turns out.
Okay.
Right. And I'm
11 years ago.
11 years ago. There I was all morning thinking it was 13 years ago. 11 years ago. Meeting up with them on Thursday. And I want to just vibe check some of my conversation starters with you, because with this girl, I'm trapped in time. She in my head is the girl from 11 years ago.
Okay,
so not the woman she is now.
You don't follow her on anything, do you not?
I do follow her on Instagram, but she does not post.
Okay, so you wouldn't have a clue if she's married or kids or anything?
I know that she's engaged, because there was an engagement photo about a year and a half ago. A wedding could have happened. She's not the biggest social media poster.
If there was an engagement photo, there was probably going to be a wedding photo.
Maybe. Okay, so that's something to get in there. I see you got engaged. When's the wedding? Is a good one. But I'm thinking, because I'm back and stuck in time.
You're not invited.
My problem is, as I said, like, she's frozen in time in my head. And like, at the time I last remember spending time with her, this song was on the radio. And we were all like, Hozier? Who's this lad Hozier? You know he's Irish and this song's huge. That's genuinely what was going on at the time we were friends,
wow,
right? Which is weird. So here's some ideas I have to get the conversation flowing in a few days' time, and I want you to see if it's still relevant or not. Well, did you have your 21st in the end? Did your man show up?
That's very good. Honestly, she'd probably know exactly what to say to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you asked about that, about my 18th, did she show up? I go, she did.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get the 21st kiss off him? Nice one, delighted for you from 11 years ago.
That's so funny. I'd end the conversation there. I'm like, I don't need to know anything else.
Did you get that extension on your dissertation in the end, or whatever happened to that tutor? He was a bad boy, wasn't he? He was really on your case there back in 2014. He wasn't very nice.
Did you get that extension?
On your dissertation, that is. She probably has an extension on her house since.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you visit Limerick much? Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, nice.
I've not really been back.
Where's she from?
She is from Naas.
The third question, where are you from?
I'm pretty sure you were living in Naas. Whatever happened to that housemate who always stole your toilet roll? Do you ever stay in touch?
Very
or
nice.
Did that friendship
Good
fall
question.
Apart? Did the landlord ever fine you? Because the house was in an awful state after the fourth year. Grant.
These are really good questions.
And then I'm worried. This is my problem. By the end of our meeting on Thursday, we will just all revert back to who we were 11 years ago. So I worry that I won't show up to Friday, because a question will be asked, like in college, will we just Mitch off tomorrow and watch Sex in the City?
Yeah,
I'm not going in. I'm not going in for that. Are you going in for that?
We
I'm
go
not going
food
in for
court,
that.
Yeah.
We go food court. Yeah, I think. Do you know what? I just started season two of the second. Did you start season two? Oh, grand. Let's just watch that for the day tomorrow. Do you have bread? I'll bring the butter. We'll
I'll
just have
bring
toast
the noodles
for the day. Yeah, exactly. But look, that is all ahead of us
Savage.
On Thursday. Vibe check, you're okay?
Yeah, I like it. That sounds good.
In particular, you're keen to know what happened with the 21st?
I really want to know. I'd be buzzing to have a college reunion. That'd be great crack.
I'm really looking forward to
I'm
it.
I'm going to have one of myself on Saturday, but that's just it. My friends are coming to lunch or to dinner with me. That's it. But like, it's not really a reunion. I'd love to do the full college
reunion.
Oh,
totally. Yeah, me too. I've also never done a school reunion. Have you?
I don't think you could pay me any amount of money to go to my school reunion.
I'd never go. I wouldn't go either.
There's not a chance would I go.
I think it would be the worst night of my life.
The only person I talk to who I went to school with is my barber, and he's just like, oh, is meeting up with some of the lads. I'm like, that sounds terrifying.
I have one friend left from school.
Really?
One, Emily, yeah.
I do too, and it was my art teacher.
She was so nice to me.
She was. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
your number one hit music station.